Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
Listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my very good friend, Karis.
I'm Karis.
How was your Christmas, Karis? I see you're still in that festive spirit.
It was awesome. I got a new bike.
Oh.
I'm not sure if it's as cool as Sean's rollerblades, but we'll see. How was your Christmas, Julie?
Well, mine was fantastic. I got to spend it with my family. We ate good food, we opened wonderful gifts, and we just enjoyed being together. And guess what?
I don't know. What?
Even though Christmas is over for this year, we still have a little bit left to talk about as we're learning about the birth of Jesus. So today, we're going to talk about how Jesus came to save sinners using a story from the Bible.
That's incredible news, because I just was not ready to be finished quite yet.
Well, perfect. Last time, we talked about when Jesus was born, that very special night, and it's got to be one of the best stories ever told.
But that wasn't all. We also learned about how some angels visited a group of shepherds to let them know the good news of Jesus' birth, and those shepherds went to visit the little newborn king. And you're telling me there's even more to learn in this story?
There sure is, Karis. And today we're going to learn about the wise men and the journey they made to meet and worship Jesus. They even brought him some really special gifts. And we'll talk about those soon. But for now, we'd love to hear who a few of our listeners think the wise men are and what kinds of gifts they might have brought.
Wise men, they were people who trusted God and followed the star.
The shepherds,
I don't remember.
If the wise men were shepherds, that means they saw the star and the angel said that to follow the star to the stable where Jesus was.
They were wise men.
Wise men were really wise men.
They followed the star.
They followed the star to baby Jesus.
They followed the star.
They gave the baby presents.
They followed the star so they can see the savior of the world.
Myrrh, frankincense.
Gold and presents and like gold and jewels and money. And a lot.
Gold.
They brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
They brought him silver.
Gold, oils.
I don't know.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Gold and silver and,
I think gold, silver, and,
can't remember the other one.
Great job, friends. I love hearing your answers. It's so fun to hear what you already know and then to learn even more about it together. Julie, who do you know that's wise?
Well, I'd have to say that my mom is really wise. She's so smart. And Karis, just curious, what gifts do you think the wise men in our story brought to baby Jesus?
Oh, I mean, he's a baby, so babies like toys and pacifiers and things like that. So I'm going to go with a pacifier.
Well, I'm not totally sure, but something tells me that the gifts the wise men brought might have been a little different than that. What do you say we get out our Bibles so we can find out the answer?
Let's do it.
Our story today comes from, you guessed it, the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. So let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. Dear God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who always helps us understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
Who remembers what holiday we just celebrated? That's right, Christmas. We waited all year to celebrate Jesus' birth, open some presents, and spend time with family. Waiting is so tough. And now that Christmas is past, we have to wait a whole year for it to come again.
But you know what? Over the last couple of weeks, we've learned how God's people waited a long time for Jesus to be born. Remember, God made a promise to Adam and Eve that one day he would send a savior to save God's people from their sin. That savior was Jesus. Jesus is God's son. God kept his promise to send Jesus, but God's people had to wait a long, long time for him to come.
And right now, God's people are waiting for Jesus to return. So I guess I can wait a year until Christmas comes again. Maybe waiting is even good? It's full of hope and excitement as to what's to come.
We already learned about when Jesus was born, how the shepherds and angels worshiped him. And today we're going to learn about another group of people who worshiped Jesus, but not right away. They waited a long time too. Remember, after the angels appeared to the shepherds quickly left their sheep and ran to Bethlehem. There they found Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus, just as the angels had said. When the shepherds saw baby Jesus, they worshiped him. After that, the shepherds went all over Bethlehem telling everyone that Jesus had been born. They were so excited and wanted everyone to know that Jesus came to save sinners.
On the night Jesus was born, God put a special star in the sky. Can you look up and point at the sky? Men in another country, far, far away from Bethlehem, saw the star in the sky. These men were called wise men. On the count of three, let's all say wise men. One, two, three.
Wise men.
The wise men were very smart men. They knew that the star was a sign that the Savior whom God had promised had come. When the wise men saw the star, they quickly left their homes and began traveling to see the Savior, Jesus.
They followed the star to find Jesus, but it took the wise men a very long time to get to him. It may have taken 2 whole years for the wise men to travel to Bethlehem. And because 2 years is a long time, Jesus didn't stay a baby, but he began to grow up. And he didn't live in the stable. Mary, Joseph, and Jesus lived in a house. So when the wise men got to Bethlehem, they found the house Jesus was in and came to worship him.
Let's get an even closer look at this story by reading what happened next from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the New Testament, in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 11. I'll give you a moment to find it. Matthew 2, 11. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Matthew 2, 11 says, "And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh."
The wise men wanted to tell Jesus how great he was and give him gifts. The wise men gave Jesus very special gifts, gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold is a really precious type of metal, And frankincense and myrrh are both expensive types of incense, kind of like oil. The wise men knew Jesus was the promised Savior, and he deserved their worship and gifts fit for a king.
Jesus came to save sinners. God kept his promise to Adam and Eve to send a Savior. At Christmas, we don't just celebrate Jesus' birth. We also celebrate that Jesus didn't stay a baby, but he grew up to be a man who never sinned. He died on the cross for our sins, for the sins of the world, and rose from the dead. And we celebrate that one day Jesus will return for all those who love and trust him. Now that is a Merry Christmas. Jesus came to save sinners. On the count of three, let's say that together. Jesus came to save sinners. One, two, three.
Jesus came to save sinners.
Hey parents, are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
We've been working on memorizing two verses that talk about Jesus' birth throughout the Advent season. Remembering God's word helps us know and love, trust, and obey him all the more.
That's right. Two verses from the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. Luke 2, 10 through 11 says, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'"
If you don't have it memorized quite yet, that's okay. Sometimes when you're memorizing God's word, it helps to put it to a song. Let's try it. Here we go.
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:10 through 11. Luke 2:10 through 11.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about when the wise men worshiped Jesus, you can turn to Matthew 2 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner, breakfast, or anytime. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
And be sure to tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again soon.
Bye. Bye.
Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, BIG STORY.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.